This is a Fox News alert. The Russian attack on Ukraine has begun. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Church bells and air raid sirens ringing out in Ukraine overnight as Russian missiles rained down on military installations after Russian President Putin announced what he called a special military action.
From about an hour before dawn here, we heard explosions off to the southwest, 8 or 10 at a time. Then we heard air raid sirens. We've heard jets overhead. We've heard helicopters overhead. Those sounds are enough to scare people here in Kyiv enough to make them flee.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv reports Putin has warned that any country that interferes will see consequences like they've never seen before. Russia's defense ministry claims they've knocked out Ukraine's air defense system and its air bases. An amphibious landing is reported in the southern port city of Odessa and Russian troops pouring over the border from Belarus. U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling another emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council last night.
Everyday Russians should be asking themselves right now, how many Russian lives Putin will sacrifice for his cynical ambitions.
President Biden condemning the attack in a statement last night, planning to respond this afternoon.
The president was briefed on a secure call by Secretary Blinken, Secretary Austin, Chairman Milley, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan about the ongoing attack on Ukraine by Russian military forces. We are told to expect to see him on camera early in the afternoon. That is when he is going to announce the way that he and the partners of the G7 are going to respond in a united and decisive way.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The invasion will hit Americans in the wallet, the price of a barrel of crude oil cresting $100 on international markets overnight. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, Russia has attacked Ukraine with airstrikes on military installations overnight. President Biden to speak to the nation in midday to announce new sanctions. A judge could decide today whether the parents of an accused Michigan school shooter should face charges.
James and Jennifer Crumley are expected back in court in Oakland County for a second day of their preliminary hearing. Both accused of four counts of involuntary manslaughter for supplying the 9mm handgun their son is accused of using to kill four fellow students and injure seven others at Oxford High School in November. In a hearing Tuesday for 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, prosecutors laid out the teen's journal writings in which he allegedly wrote of plans to stalk, rape, and kill a classmate and his apparent affinity for figures like Adolf Hitler and Jeffrey Dahmer. He, along with his parents, remained jailed without bond. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A federal court jury in Minneapolis set to begin a second day of deliberations in the trial of three former police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights. Two New York City prosecutors investigating former President Trump's business dealings have quit.
Legal experts say the resignations are a very good indicator the case against Donald Trump is falling apart, primarily for three reasons. One, prosecutor Carrie Dunn has been closely involved in this case for years, and his exit leaves a gaping hole in the power to prosecute. Then there's the grand jury, which has not heard any evidence or witness testimony for more than a month. Also, the grand jury's term expires in April, and there appears to be very little appetite to impanel a brand new grand jury and then start from square one. Finally, far-left Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who was initially very aggressive with the case, had recently indicated that he had doubts about this case moving forward.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.